News Talk 1620 WTAW Friday update with Lieutenant Chuck Fleeger of the College Station Police Department, and we are on a Friday before spring break begins, and that means a reminder of a whole bunch of things to try to keep ourselves safe, whether we're in town or whether we're out of town.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. As you said, we are heading into spring break, where a good portion of our population is affiliated with Texas A&M and with Blinn, and so having this time off, and we want to just take the opportunity to remind our citizens that about some crime prevention tips for around here locally, as well as some safety precautions for whatever their destination may be. A lot of the times, people. We remind people about crime prevention tips around, you know, the Christmas break and over summer, and we implore them to exercise those crime prevention tips. But sometimes they forget about spring break, and even though it's a shorter period of time, we do have a lot of people who travel, and so our burglars, unfortunately, sometimes take advantage of it. So we want people to just take some precautions, same as you would any other time of the year when you're gone, you know, making sure that your home looks lived in, whether that's using timers on your lights, leaving a radio on to, you know, perhaps a radio talk show, having your neighbors check for your house, having somebody, you know, take out the trash and put the trash can back at the side of the house, picking up the mail, picking up the or canceling the newspapers, all those types of things to make your home a less inviting target. If you're able to disable the automatic garage door opener, to remove the remote control from inside your vehicle if you're leaving it in the driveway, all those types of things to, again, try and minimize your chance of perhaps being targeted while you're out enjoying your time off.
I know another tip, too, is to not advertise that you're going to be gone.
Yeah, sometimes we post and tweet and do all those other things, and unfortunately sometimes we don't have control of where that ends up going. So, you know, we're asking to try and refrain from that type of information, anything that might direct someone with ill intent towards your property.
And at the same time, you do want to let some folks know that you are going to be out of town.
Absolutely, to let someone know to whether it's a trusted neighbor or somebody in town that can check on your place, to let them know when you're leaving and when you should return, so that they can know when they should be watching out for things. Also to let them know where you're going and kind of check in with them when you leave and when you arrive, so that they know that you arrived safely as well. It's just a good communication to, whether it's with family or friends, coworkers, whatever choice you make as far as that goes, just to keep in communication with people so that they can be aware of any possible problems if perhaps they don't hear from you.
And then a couple of things for those who are fortunate enough to be able to go out of town during break, reminders about making sure you know what the local laws are at your destination regarding not only alcohol, but maybe some are going to think that they can carry their concealed weapons, and I know in some places that's not allowed.
Absolutely, it's if you're traveling out of state, if you're traveling to certain areas that perhaps have ordinances about concealed carry or alcohol related laws, you always want to make sure of the laws that obviously take precedence are the ones where you're at, as opposed to where you're from. So we're asking people to remember, know the rules where you're going, whether it's in this country, in another state, or in another country. We want people to practice safety when it comes to alcohol, whether that's regards to consumption and making good decisions and not overindulging. If you do happen to have alcohol consumption as part of your spring break, to do it in moderation, to always designate a driver no matter where you're at, so that you can make sure and get everybody home safely. To exercise caution if you have somebody who perhaps becomes ill from alcohol consumption, and watch out for one another.
And that's our update this week. Lieutenant Chuck Fleeger of the College Station Police Department on News Talk 1620 WTAW.